Dean Richards now with entertainment news, and I guess a lot of folks went to the movies last few days, didn't they?
Well, they certainly took their kids to the movies over the holiday weekend, I'm guessing, making the animated film Zootopia 2 the number one movie of the weekend. It took in $125 million over the long Thanksgiving weekend. And Disney says the numbers actually could go a little higher than that. They had the highest global opening for an animated sequel ever, and also the second highest grossing holiday weekend for a Disney animated feature. So they did real well with that movie, and that moved Wicked for Good down to the number two spot. It took in a very respectable $62 million. But then after that, it was a huge drop-off for the remaining in the top five. Now You See Me, Now You Don't, Predator, Badlands, and Running Man.
It was a Christmas miracle, Dean, that nobody in my family over the holiday said, let's go see the new Wicked movie.
Wow.
I escaped.
You finally wore them down.
I'll tell you something, though. I did see a movie last night at the Music Box. I think it actually doesn't open until next weekend. And knowing how you review movies, I think you're going to give this an A+. I saw that movie with Adam Sandler and George Clooney.
Jay Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that it's fantastic. I've heard Adam Sandler especially is
terrific.
Fantastic in this, and there's a lot of Oscar buzz for him. He's a really good dramatic actor.
He really is.
It's not the first time he's turned in an amazing dramatic performance. He's so much more than Happy Gilmore. Not that there's anything wrong with Happy Gilmore. there's a place for that.
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy Jay Kelly.
Yay, can't wait.
It's really, I mean, no laser beams, no car chases. It's a movie for us.
Imagine that.
And folks are going to be going to Las Vegas to get in the holiday spirit because of Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
aren't they?
She kicked off her Las Vegas Christmas residency over the weekend, Saturday night. It's called the Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey's Christmas Time in Las Vegas, where she sings all of her hits and all of her holiday hits, including one of the biggest, longest running singles of all time in any genre of music, her song All I Want for Christmas Is You. Started over the weekend, and it'll pick up tomorrow night and run through December 13th. So if you've got Vegas on your list at all, I'm sure it's a really fun holiday show.
And if you were on the Christmas card list for Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg, I guess you got a cool card, huh?
Well, you got one that at least my jaw dropped when I saw it.
Oh, yeah?
It is Jenny McCarthy in a red bikini and Donnie Wahlberg in matching red swim trunks, bringing plenty of joy to the world from their Geneva household, apparently. It's a really, I don't want to say R-rated, but it's a very provocative Christmas card. They're posed very provocatively. Jenny says that they always shoot their Christmas card photo right after Donnie gets off of his New Kids on the Block tour, so he's in great shape from all the, you know, the dancing and the physical movements from being on tour. And she says that she slimmed down because she had 8 dental surgeries. She had some complications with some infections, which incredibly painful, but she had to have quite a few surgeries, and that left her unable to eat regular food. It's not exactly the diet plan that I'm sure she would recommend to anybody, but she lost quite a bit of weight as a result of it.
I keep forgetting Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg are living in this area.
Yeah, Geneva. They have a place out in Geneva. And, you know, this time of year, things slow down for both of them. So I can imagine how pretty it must be out in the Geneva, mm-hmm. out in the Fox Valley area after all this snow. I'm sure it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, huh? All the snow and the lights. What is going on with this Home Improvement actor in trouble?
Well, this is the actor who played the oldest son on the show. He played Brad Taylor on the show, Zachary Ty Bryant. Within like the last year, he has been arrested 6 times and was just arrested again over the weekend in Eugene, Oregon. Police say that he violated the terms of his probation for a domestic violence conviction involving his fiance, who was also arrested on Saturday night for driving under the influence and reckless endangerment and attempted first-degree assault. So violating the probation, not sure what the penalty is for that and what's going to happen now. But he is very clearly a repeat offender, and I'm sure they're going to come down hard on the guy.
A nice story about the daughter of the Fast and Furious actor on a sad anniversary.
It is. I was a little bit shocked when I read that it was yesterday was the 12th anniversary of the death of Paul Walker. If you remember, he was killed in that horrific car crash in which he was sort of test driving a car going 80, 90 miles an hour, it was estimated. It crashed and burned, and he was killed, only 40 years old. But yesterday, his daughter, Meadow Walker, posted some pictures of her dad and her when she was little. There's one of the photos that she posted was on her 4th birthday. And there's Paul Walker and her as a little girl holding a cake with 4 candles on it. But yesterday, Meadow posted these pictures saying, 12 years without you, I love you forever. So a nice remembrance.
And in the celebrity real estate department, now this is Richard Simmons' home. Didn't we talk about this before?
Yes, because it was put on when it was originally put on the market. This has got to be 6-8 months ago, I think, something like that. It was put on the market for $7 million. It is a 4-bedroom house, 5 baths. It's got, let me see here, 4,000 square feet. An equipped gym, as you might guess, for a fitness guru, a circular pool, a pool house. It's a pretty beautiful, classic old house. And it was, as I say, originally listed for $7 million. Now they've dropped the price to $5.9 million. It's a huge drop. And then over the weekend, dropped it another $410,000. So it is... It's going for a pretty decent price.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason it's not selling, it's the house where Richard Simmons died in July of last year. That creeps, you know, some people out there don't want to live in a house where somebody actually passed away. But it's a big, beautiful home in Southern California, and we'll see if $5.9 million. If that the price is right with that.
Does it come with a pair of shorts? Do we know?
Well, you know that has to be part of the deal. I don't think he owned a pair of long pants.
Yeah, I think you're right. Not that anyone asked or cared, but would you like my review of the Beatles anthology on Disney Plus?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Because, you know, I made the family watch on, I think it was Friday when it came out.
Now, this is just the first 3 episodes of the 9, right?
Now they're all out.
Oh, they're all out.
Yeah, on Friday they released the new one, quote, new one. The quality is amazing. I mean, it's so beautiful the way they remastered it. But the new chapter that was much heralded, they really didn't need it. I mean, there wasn't much in there, really. If you go back and watch the original episodes that have been remastered, very, very good. This last one, it was like... he had the feeling somebody said, let's put some scraps together that weren't really a fit in the when we did this and put it in there so we have something to sell.
Yeah, so we can say previously unreleased material, even though it's unreleased material that nobody cares about.
Yeah, it was unreleased for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? But it was fun to watch it. And we went back and watched a couple of the older episodes, and they're really good. And as I say, this remastering deal, it makes them look beautiful. It really does.
Yeah, this was this series. When did this first come out? It was like,
might have been 1990 or something like that.
Quite a long time ago. They're called the Beatles Anthology. It was 8 episodes at the time that told the story of the Beatles in front of and behind the microphones.
Yeah, big CD boxed set at the time.
Yeah, and then they now they've remastered it. Apparently it looks beautiful. And they've added an additional chapter to it all that Bob says, don't waste your time on.
If you're a Beatlemaniac, though, you'll dig it.
Right.
1995, when they first did that. All right, Dean.
Now, when you make the family watch this, do they watch this the way you would watch a musical, like Wicked?
Well,
are they willing participants?
My stepdaughter's new husband watches that way. I think he just puts up with it, but the kids are into it. My wife is kind of into it, but my son-in-law is like, I'll watch on the floor here, which is code for you won't see me sleeping down here.
Yeah, I'll take a little nap down here. By the way, speaking of Marianne, I made her cornbread casserole.
Oh.
For Thanksgiving.
Did you like it?
I loved it. The family went crazy over it. It's cornbread and creamed corn.
Yeah, you could use it as a side dish, an appetizer, or a dessert.
Yeah, it is like super, super, super delicious with sour cream and butter. And,
it's very healthy.
You want a really nice side dish. Or really, it can, as Bob said, can be an entree, can be anything. With Christmas and the holidays coming up, it's a good choice. Really delicious.
Well, she'll love hearing that. Savvy-planet.com for her recipe. Thank you, Dean.
See ya.
Talk to you tomorrow.